patient counseling that is designed specifically for the addict and to get you back up on your feet. To find out more, 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
Phillips 66 strives to be the neighbor you can depend on, whether it's for their performance gasoline or to satisfy an ice cream sandwich craving. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
1985 called. They want their bathroom back. Sound familiar? Might be time for Right Bath. Right Bath's certified team of experts will use quality fixtures and finishes. No cover-ups. I repeat, no cover-ups. Right Bath will remove existing problems and fixtures and replace them with a new, timeless bathroom. For quality bathroom in just 5 days, visit rightbath.com or call Right Bath, 314-909-1820. Right Bath, fast, affordable, forever, Right Bath.
Grab your coat and get your hat.
Get your hat.
Leave your worries.
Where should I leave my worries? Oh, just leave them on the doorstep.
Just direct your feet.
How about my feet? Why don't you direct them to the sunny side of the street? See what I'm doing? I'm kind of doing a narrative. What do you hear there? Oh, I hear that pitter-pat.
And that
is it sad? No, it's a happy tune.
Oh, boy.
It's your step.
Life can be so sweet.
Where?
On the sunny side
of the street. You didn't always go there. Where'd you used to go? I used to walk in the shade.
With those blues.
Oh, those blues. They're not on parade, are they, Dan?
No.
No, they're not.
Sorry, I should have known better.
Not on parade.
When you hear the sound of thunder, don't you get too scared. Just grab your thunder buddy and say these magic words. F*** you, thunder. You can suck my d***. You can't get me, thunder, because you're just God's fuss.
I probably should be embarrassed to say that I know this, but that's from Ted.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I recognized it.
I'll be rich.
Not that I go for that.
No.
Or that I would ever watch the whole movie, which I have three times.
Ted 2 will be coming out next year.
I'll be there. I will be there. Well, a couple of things that were supposed to come to pass. Thank goodness in one case it didn't, and that was that St. Louis would be wiped off the map by tornadoes, and the other that the Blues would make it to the playoffs. And now here to comment on that, Dan Strauss.
They made it to the playoffs.
Yeah,
they made the playoffs, but they didn't make,
any further.
Yeah.
Yet another first-round loss.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I read something where somebody said they're the Cubs of hockey.
I don't really agree with that because the Blues still make the playoffs.
Well, yeah, and the Cubs don't.
And they're good during the season for the most part.
And the Cubs aren't.
Yeah, I don't know if
not exactly
you can equate to...
And then, first of all, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It's the, can it be already, what, the 23rd? Is that what this is?
28th.
28th. Wow.
No, it's not the 23rd.
No. Yeah, it's the 28th. Yeah.
Well, that's why I said, could it be that I knew the answer. I was seeing if you guys knew the answer.
Right.
If you'd said, yep, it sure is, I'd have had to fire you because you're stupid. Help me with something sports-related here that I really don't understand. And there's a lot about sports I don't. The pine tar on the neck thing. Could anything have been more visible and obvious than...
Yeah, it was right there, right
out in
the open.
Michael Pineda's, over the Yankees, the pine tar. I mean, an almost blind person could have seen it.
Right.
And you know what? It's honestly... I'm serious about this. You only do something that obvious if you actually want to get caught. I think he wanted to get caught. He had to.
There's
got to be better ways to do that than that.
Well, I mean, his last start, too, he had it on his wrist. I mean, it was... But this pine tar thing is a weird discussion because...
Yeah, but you don't put it on your neck where everybody can see it.
Most players are saying they would like the pitchers, and most pitchers do use pine tar.
Yes.
And they like, the batters even like them using pine tar because they don't want a 95 mile per hour fastball in their ear.
Why don't they put an end to this ban on pine tar?
Well, there's discussion now that maybe in the off season they're going to come to some agreement.
Remember the great video? Was it Phil Niekro with the Emery board in his back pocket?
Oh, he was the king of Vaseline. He wanted his ball slippier. Slipperier.
Well, an Emery board would rough it up.
Slipperier?
Yeah, why not? We'll make it a word.
More slippery.
But an Emery board would rough the ball up.
Right. Yeah.
And I remember the umpire walks out on the mound. I remember the video, and he goes, "No, no, no." He holds his hands out like, and as he does, he literally flings it out of his back pocket, yes. thinking nobody will see it.
He's like, he reached in there and goes, "See, nothing's in there."
And everybody saw it. Yeah. But the pine tar, I don't know.
Yeah, he wanted the ball scuffed up so he could get his fingernails in there because he threw the knuckleball. Yeah.
And this guy had a death wish or something. He wanted to get caught. He made it to. Or maybe this was his way to bring attention to how ridiculous. Maybe this will be what will cause them to take that rule away and go, okay, all the pine tar you want. Knock yourself out.
Well, yeah, the newest thing I heard is not they're using that bullfrog sunscreen.
Really?
Yeah, they spray that on their arms, and then when they mix
is it
with
tacky,
no, but it's sticky, and it when it
tacky
then,
is sticky.
Well, I mean, it doesn't it doesn't have any substance really because it's a clear coat, but they mix it with the rosin, then they bang the rosin back on their arm, and then it becomes like a paste between the two of them.
Well, we're going to do the Burke segment, and then we'll talk a little bit about this Donald Sterling thing. And I know you're welcome to All Sports 550, by the way. We changed our format over the weekend, and all the shows are all sports. I'm your all sports host, Frank Opinion. Alongside me, my fellow broadcasters in the sporting show, Eon the Peon and Dan Strauss. Welcome, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you very much, Frank.
Thank you very much,
I like
much,
our new
Frank.
All sports broadcast.
That's right.
And so we'll talk about this because I have maybe a little bit different take on it, having lived in the South. And I'm not defending anything he did. Let's start there. Let's make that clear. I will tell you, though, about this mentality and how it's sort of justified in the minds of people like this. But first, a thing we call the Burke segment, and I know that Dan Strauss has something, so we'll just go ahead and start with Dan. And it has to do with your daughter.
Yeah.
And her name is Marissa, I believe.
Alyssa.
Is that her name?
Alyssa.
And she is a singer, and she just came back from New York City.
Yeah, she did.
And now, tell them what happened.
Unbelievable. I went to pick her up at the buses. The buses pulled in yesterday at the Oakville High School, and Paula Martin is their choir director.
Now, by mentioning her, will Alyssa get a little better grade or something?
No,
did you see how sneak a mention and you give Alyssa a better grade?
No, I wanted to give her some props.
That's what I'd have done.
Because she has produced some of the best singers around, and the way they love her, all the kids just love Paula Martin, and she's produced these singers and produces choir after year after year after year. The choirs are just tremendous. And they went up to New York City, and when I went to pick my daughter up, there were 17 different schools from around the country. She said two came in from California.
That's a lot of competition.
I know.
Yeah.
And a long bus ride from California to New York City.
No kidding.
Did they take a bus?
Sometimes they do, but usually they'll end up flying.
Yeah,
they will
no
fly
kidding.
The kids in. And that gets a little more expensive, but I turned around and looked on. They had all these plaques piled up, and they had a great big huge trophy, and so they got.
Now you just did what my wife does.
What's
great
that?
Big huge?
Oh, great big huge trophy.
If it's huge,
yeah.
Of course it's great big.
It's big. It's bigger than big.
It was bigger huge. Than big.
It wasn't just great big or huge. It was a great big huge. Why don't you add gigantic, a great big huge gigantic trophy.
Massive trophy.
Massive trophy.
Yes. So they have this big trophy there. They have these plaques, and every one of them were gold. They got gold, gold, silver, and bronze. And then they got gold. They had first place in almost all of them, second place in a couple of them. But they would receive a gold medal, silver medal, or bronze medal.
It's like the Olympics of singing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in that gold medal with the scores combined, then you would get first, second, or third. And they had all the first place and a couple of second place.
Wow.
And one of the songs, and my daughter did, it's like a small solo in it, and I don't have any video of it. They videotaped it on their, one of the girls videotaped it on their phone. And
why does his mic level seem low?
I know,
me?
It does. It seems really low to me.
What is that about?
I don't know.
Well, they were trying to
Did they mess with the equipment?
Well, yeah. We were trying to fix the crackling issue.
Yeah. So they fixed the crackling. Now you just can't hear anything.
Yeah, I know. You can't hear anything.
Hey, I can't hear crackling. By the way, you can't hear the voice either. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
But they one of the girls tried to videotape, and they put it up on Facebook, but it's really hard to hear.
Those things are hard to capture.
So it doesn't do it justice. There was a guy that had a small solo, and my daughter had a small solo in the song. And in my daughter's words, she says, "This is one of the most beautiful songs we've ever done." And she goes, most of the choir was tearing up when they were singing the song.
I'm tearing up now. Look at
wow.
me.
Yeah, and she said one of the judges started crying. And tearing up when they were singing the song. And it was incredible.
But it would be funny if they had somebody had video, just a home camera or a phone, and they just happened to swing over and get a shot of the judge crying, was eating an onion sandwich.
Yeah. Onion sandwich.
Hey, man, there are people that eat Vidalia onion sandwiches.
I know. I know that.
What do you mean, Vidalia onion, nothing better.
I hate onions.
A Vidalia onion?
Any onions.
Well, you're sick.
Wow, you don't like onions, ketchup, anything?
Communist?
No,
yeah.
Yep.
Wow, he's crazy.
So, if this were my daughter, today I would have brought her in the studio and said, sing a little of that solo part, but that's just me, I guess. I guess I'd be more proud than you
well,
are.
Well, she was in school, and she had to go back up to school to work on...
I think if she'd said, "Can I be excused from school to go on the radio yeah. and plug our victory?" they'd have said, "You bet."
School schmool.
Yeah. What school?
You're not going today.
Take well, off.
They have state competition coming up Saturday at Mizzou. So
what does that mean? They Missouri, eat a steak? A state competition?
No, state.
State.
Oh, okay.
Missouri State. And my daughter has. My daughter's. She sings at. They already have the time. She sings at 9:03. On Saturday morning.
Wow, this is precise.
She sings a solo, and then her ensemble sings at 2:53 in the afternoon.
So will there be a way to capture any of this for us to listen to, you think? Like a good audio, maybe?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going up there, and I'm going to take my camera.
And when is this?
This is Saturday, this Saturday,
the 3rd. And where is it?
At Mizzou.
Okay.
Up at Mizzou, yeah.
Columbia.
Yeah. So I'll do that, and then I have to come back because... our band, the Southside Johnny Band, is playing that night also. So I got a lot of running around to do.
Wow, Saturday. What a career.
Man.
What a busy Crazy. Career. How do you do it? How does he do it? That's what everybody says. They used to say, how does Ott Grebe do it?
Yeah.
Now they say, how does Dan Strauss do it? That's for you old-time St. Louisans who go back like 30, 40 years to the old TV commercials.
Oh, my goodness. Wasn't that a... he's a car dealer, right?
Yeah, Ott Grebe. How does Ott Grebe do it? That was their slogan. Well, another round of applause for Alyssa... Strauss.
And Oakville High School.
Oakville High School.
Oh, one of the girls said that a couple of the kids in one of the other schools, when they were sitting there watching them sing, when they got finished, they were walking past them and they were flipping them off.
Isn't that nice?
Where were they
off.
From?
I don't know. They don't know.
Isn't that
oh
nice?
Goodness.
Yeah, I know.
Hell High School.
Yeah.
They were wrong. Well, good for her. You have anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Yeah, Peon, anything?
I do not today.
Anything with your children? Oh, that's right. You don't have any.
No, I don't have any children.
Keep us posted on that, will you?
Yep.
All right. We can close it. We can close it anytime. Burke's segment is officially closed. So what do you think we should jump in here with and take calls about first? Because we have... I'm telling you,
oh my goodness, this Sterling thing. I mean, it's been in TMZ puts out 15 Sterling
articles
a day.
Here's my question. How did TMZ get it? She had to turn it into them. Because wasn't she in the process of suing him? He dumped her or something.
Well, right. There
you
were
know
claims
she
of extortion,
called him and go, hey, wait till you hear what I got for you. You
right.
know she did this. But here's what amazes me. How can a guy... who has to be pretty smart. He's worth $2 billion. You know, you can't be stupid and make that kind of money. How does he not know better than to forget email or text, even talk on the phone to somebody who, if at the time she wasn't dumped, could be at any moment. I've heard she's 32. I've heard she's 38. He's 80. He's got a lot of money. She's a gold digger. How are you that stupid? You know, I assume every day And I sometimes I call.
Was it over the phone? Do we know for sure? Or did she have a recorder, like, in the room when they were together?
I was under the impression. You know, that's a good question. I was under the impression it was on the phone, but I don't know. I thought it was a phone call. So she wired herself, basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, any cell phone nowadays can record audio.
Well, yeah, that's a great question, because now there's the issue of entrapment or
whatever. Right, yeah, because she may be in trouble because it has to do with a thing that you have to get permission to, I think that's a
state. You do and you don't. Not if you're a public figure. He would be considered a public figure. And the recording laws in Missouri are that one party has to know they're being recorded. You, Peon, if you call me.
Yeah, Missouri. I don't know if California's
different.
Well,
again, I don't know, but if it's the same, there's not. But forget
that. Yeah, how weird is that, though, in Missouri, that only one person has to know?
Well, I think that's weird, too. But forget that. Let's say that what she did was illegal. It's not going to matter, because still the real guilty part, whether she obtained it the right way, the wrong way, none of that matters. She got him. She got him, and what the world will walk away from this with is not, oh, that girl did something illegal. No. They're going to walk away with, whew, wow, this guy. And here's the thing. This is not the first time. You know, he paid a settlement back in about, I think it was 05 or 06, somewhere in there, of over $2 million to settle a case where he had discriminated. He had some rental property.
Oh, apartments,
and,
right.
Yeah, and he, they once they took a look at it, they went, wait a second, this guy deliberately turns down applicants who are black, Hispanic. And so they got him, because I've always said, you don't pay huge settlements unless you're guilty. You know, Michael Jackson didn't pay $23 million to a kid's family because he did nothing. And this guy didn't pay over $2 million. And there was another $5 million in plaintiff legal fees. I mean, it was a massive case of discrimination regarding rental property. And so he coughed up a pile of money to shut that down. So he has a history.
Yeah. I mean, I don't doubt that he...
Well, some of it to me was almost laughable, because when he said, I don't want you bringing them to my games... What is basketball? Let's see, who plays basketball? Who's on the court at basketball? I believe there are quite a few black people.
Right.
It's like it was like a joke. Like, how could you
it's
possibly...
It's okay for them to be his employees, but he doesn't
right.
want just...
That's right. It's, and now you get back to almost the slavery thing.
Right.
I'll feed them, clothe them, but they're my property, and I don't mind paying them a lot of money as long as they make me more money. That,
right.
You know, that's not exactly...
Yeah, I saw a quote. I don't know if it was for, an exact quote, but it was something like, look at all the cars and houses they have. They shouldn't complain about anything, on his players.
Well, then did you read the extended transcript or hear any of it? Because I did, where he's talking about it sounds like she's deliberately baiting him. She's engaging him in a way to get him to say things, but like about Jewish people. Like, she essentially gets him to say that, you know, there's white Jews and there's black Jews. These people are like white Jews. I mean, are like black Jews. It's just weird.
Right.
But she's almost encouraging him and wanting him to say more, you know, say more derogatory racist stuff. And it worked. She got him to, and this is why I say, at a certain point when you're with somebody and you see the conversations going, that's where I would start to wonder, I wonder if her cell phone is on, the recording app is on. But I guess he just didn't see this coming. And how would it feel to be one of his players? I don't care how much money you're making, the next time you have to see this guy, knowing that he told his girlfriend, I don't want you putting pictures up of you with them.
Oh, Magic,
you know.
Johnson too. He was,
oh no, Johnson
specifically,
hammered him. He hammered him, and it's gonna. Folks, pay close attention to what his PR firm comes up with, because it's gonna be really educational. If you're interested at all in studying spin and PR, I can't wait till they put the words in his mouth or on paper. Mr. Sterling has released this statement. First of all, it won't be his statement. It'll be the PR firm that, guess what, just now raised their rates for him. They just upped their monthly retainer fee. And it'll say something like that it's been taken out of context, misconstrued. What he really meant was that Mr. Sterling has long been known for his generosity in terms of what he pays his players and the lifestyle, blah, 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 and that that all outweighs this one unfortunate statement that he made when he didn't really say what he meant. He misspoke, and for that he is truly sorry. Blah, blah, blah. That's what's going to happen. And I'm just interested to see how good they are. Whatever they do is not going to work. It's not going to work.
No.
It's just not. So we can kick that around if you like. Anthony, I'm going to talk to Anthony before we break because he's been holding a while, and I didn't even give him the numbers. Hello, Anthony. How are you?
Hey, hi, guys. How you doing today?
We're doing great, Anthony.
What's I was going to try to give you some full insight pretty quick on everything on it. And this is all not only just from ESPN, but other media outlets also. The deal is that the Deadspin recording is the most accurate recording that was released. If you listen to the recording, you can tell that it's not a phone call. It's actually she's bugged because you actually hear her getting him some juice and handing him some juice and him drinking it.
Right, and you're right. Now that I think about what I heard, it's first-person audio. It's not
one-person
audio. Yeah, you're right. That makes sense.
And in California is a two-party state, but that's on a phone call. I don't think that observes to someone having themselves bugged. So this won't even count about it. This won't even count about her, you know, recording it over the phone. This was her wearing a device or whatever it was and recording what was going on. Yes, she baited him. Yes, she is a gold digger. Yes, his family, I think it was his wife, was already suing her for possible taking money from him.
Right.
Or taking money from them. So this is you get me, I'm a get you type scheme. But in the eye of the public media, he's done.
No.
The thing that the NBA said today is, or what was coming out down the pipe last night, they can't take, this isn't a Marge Schottenheimer deal where they can take the team from him and then sell his team. Now, they can suspend him, and they can suspend him indefinitely, which would possibly, and only say possibly, make him sell the team because this guy has a history of going to court. He doesn't care if he's going to lose or not. He'll go to court for it.
Yeah.
So they can't, no matter what the NBA does, and the NBA is tied, their hands are tied really in this situation. So as the players' unions, hands are tied in this situation. Only thing they can do is suspending. What is suspension? He can't run the day-to-day operations, so to speak, and maybe possibly bar him from the arena. That's really nothing. So that's why it'll have to take the public and also players possibly doing something more aggressive to try to get him out of there. State Farm has already pulled away from him.
Kia's pulled away.
Yeah, Carfax has pulled away from him. So the added pressure is on, but it could be months before this guy steps down.
Well, the way I understand it, even though they can't say to him, okay, we're taking the team from you, they can't do
right.
that. What they can do
it. Make it very difficult.
They can make it so impossible for him to own a team and have the team succeed that his only other option is that unless you sell the team to a new owner, you're not going to be allowed to blank, 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 blank.
Exactly.
So that he virtually couldn't, the team couldn't even play anymore. So that's how they'll have to. And here's the other thing. You mentioned baiting him. You're right. It doesn't matter what technique was used to get him to say it, whether it was fair or legal. It's
right.
The fact that he said it.
He said it from, he spoke on how he felt. He
exactly.
Spoke. And we talked about it this weekend, and I'm sorry, Frank. This is, and I apologize to this because this is a thinking that we have. He's a man of a certain age, a man of a certain wealth.
Right.
And those men of certain age and certain wealth always, and men and women, so to speak, because I don't want to leave anybody out, they have some sort of racial bias. It isn't surprising. He's 81 years old. This isn't a surprise. That's the whole thing that people have to understand. We're not surprised. Even those people that even knew him were not even surprised on how that he said it. It's expected.
what the younger people have. No, you're right. What younger people don't get, the ones that are going, I can't believe what they don't understand is what you just said. Look, I'm from the South. I'm from the South, and I will tell you right now, my mother is dead. She's not around. But if she were, and I got divorced, and I went and introduced my mother to my new black fiance,
right?
Wow. Exactly. Here, I'll give you an example of how bad it is. When my brother got divorced, my mother asked me and asked everyone, please don't tell anybody your brother is divorced. That was like a black eye on the family, that there was a divorce in the family. Please don't tell them we know some Catholic people. Honest to goodness, as when I was a kid, that happened with a little Catholic girl. There's a stigma, they think, that goes with associating with. Now, does that mean they hate all black people? No, but we don't want to be seen with one riding in the car with us or something.
Exactly.
And that, you're right.
I mean, it goes to, like, I know most people have seen Django and everything like that, but it goes to, we refer to the Monsieur Candy thinking, or the antebellum slave owner thought, you know, as long as they're producing for me, they're all right with me, but they can't sit at my table and eat with me.
No, that's
right. That's the whole outlook on it. I mean, even when Paula Deen was going through her thing, I wasn't in an outrage about it, because once again, a woman with a certain wealth, a certain age, brought up in a certain culture, that's not a surprise. Yeah. And I'm not turning a blind eye to it or even turning another cheek to it. He should be gone. The team should be out of his hands, and everything that you can do to him should be done to him. But what I feel about being, and I'm an African American, what I feel that needs to be now discussed is, why is there so much mistrust between the races? Why? If this is the 21st century, why do we still have so much mistrust?
Well, good luck with that discussion. That'll take about 20 years.
It'll take, it won't even happen in my lifetime.
No,
or in anybody else's lifetime, because this goes way, way, way beyond any cultural concept or thought that I can understand, because I don't understand. Don't know why.
We'll wrap this up this way, Anthony. Other people also have to understand that there's a difference between racial feelings that come from, it's a generational thing, and hate. When I was a kid, I only knew one black person. Daisy Covey was her name, and she was a family friend, and she did some work for us. We had no money, by the way, but everybody in the South had a black lady to come iron for $2 a day. And Daisy babysat us, and we loved Daisy. And if you'd say, does your family love Daisy Covey? Yes, we love Daisy Covey. Would we take Daisy to the movies with us? No.
Of course not.
No. We didn't hate her. It was
right.
And by the way, a lot of it has to do, it's the what will other people think mentality. What will other people think? And what has
but
to happen
today?
Is... Oh, today?
But today? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he's 80 years
today?
Old. We still got 80-year-old people hanging around. Yeah, so today
yeah,
is until...
the old money, as they call it.
They're going to have to die money. Off. Anthony, we're out of time. Yeah. Thank you so much for the call, though.
No, thanks, man. I listen to you all the time.
All right, Anthony, appreciate it.
AM and the PM.
Oh, man, listen to that. Thank you. Yeah, when I told you this before, I brought Charlotte Blunt home with me from school, sixth grade, and to play. And when she left, her mother picked her up, and my mother said, "Hey, was that little Charlotte girl in your class?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Yeah, she's Catholic." I said, "Yeah, I know." She said, "Don't ever bring her here again." And I said, "Why?" She said, "What am I going to tell the neighbors?" That's the same thinking as Donald Sterling. Okay. We didn't hate that little girl. My mother didn't hate her. She just didn't want to have to explain to our other prejudiced, racist neighbors why she was at our house, because Catholics were going to hell. And by the way, I think one of the worst pieces of news ever for my mother was when I told her that I was going to marry, who I'm still married to, a dun-dun-dun-dun Catholic girl. Whew!
That how could you?
That did not go over well at all. I've disgraced the family by doing that. All right, we're going to take a break. A long overdue American Equity Mortgage. You can talk about Donald Sterling. It was funny to me, too. This girl is black and Latino.
Right.
And that even doesn't make sense. Like, he doesn't mind being seen with her as sitting next to him at a game, but he doesn't want her. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense at all. American Equity Mortgage, here's what makes sense. Stop paying minimum payments on your credit cards. That makes a lot of sense. One here and there, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, that's one thing. But if you've been paying minimum payments every month and that's your plan, is to just whatever the statement says the minimum payment is on the credit card, that's what you're going to pay. Don't do that. Not if you're a homeowner, because you don't have to. There's nobody that can tell you why that's a good idea if you're a homeowner, when you can call American Equity Mortgage and say, hey, I got to get out from under this credit card debt. How can I do that? Help me do that. And they'll help you the way they've helped thousands and thousands of other people. They'll pay that bad debt off and replace it with good debt, which is low interest rate debt. It's called debt consolidation or bill consolidation. There's also a home equity loan, which essentially is kind of the same thing. You borrow money at low, and the rates just dropped again the other day a little bit. Low, low, low interest rates. You use those rates because you're a homeowner to borrow money to pay for things you need but don't have the cash for. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, and this phone number, 314, here's the important part, because some other numbers are similar except for this part, 878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Meet me.
Time for a look at traffic. We have some rain moving in. Here's Tim Weiland.
Oh, boy, it's raining in a lot of places really hard. We do have an accident on westbound 44 just before Mirage. It looked to me like the left lane was blocked, and you're backed up approaching the Merrimack River Bridge. They've just cleared an accident on southbound 270 at Grabois. Southbound 270 is slow from Page down through Ladue. Then you're heavy again, Highway 40 through Doherty Ferry. A little bit heavy still from Marshall Road through Highway 44. On eastbound 64 at Baugh Avenue, you've got a crash. Also on westbound 270 at the Canal Bridge, they're doing some road work. The right lane is down, so you're getting a bit of a backup there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Fast Acting Advil. Fast Acting Advil, it has fast absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in minutes. Try Fast Acting Advil today. Find it in the white box. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When you need to know.
It was early in the morning and it was dark.
With threatening weather strikes, for the most complete and accurate coverage, turn to your severe weather station.
We heard tons of wind ripping through, so we all gathered our stuff, went down in the basement with all the kids and everything as a precaution.
KTRS, when you need to know, the Big 550.
It turned out it was important to do so.
Your official weather station, KTRS. Depend on it.
Believe it or not, spring is just around the corner. The beginning of fun in the sun with family and friends. Do you know what's missing from this picture? A boat powered by Mercury Outboards. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family. And there's no dealer like Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's dealer for boats powered by Mercury Outboards. You get the best pricing in the area with easy financing. And because a boat belongs in the water, an in-water demo can help you decide which boat is right for you. And service? Inland Marine Boats offers full service on Mercury and most other brands. You'll find a comprehensive parts department for your MerCruiser and boat storage when you need it. For Mercury sales and service, owner Jim Dooley invites you to Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the Highway M exit on I-55, and ask for Dave Schnabel. Remember, you get only 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat powered by Mercury Outboards from Inland Marine Boats.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you'll be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
The weather's nice and you like to go outside and be on your deck, but what about the TV? That's right, bring the TV with you, courtesy of the Sound Room. The Sound Room has the Sunbright TV. It's totally weatherproof and can be left outside all year long. Now, this is the same TV you see at the sports bars all over the country. It's built right here in the U.S. and has a much brighter picture than normal televisions. The Sunbright TV at the Sound Room starts at 32 inches and it goes all the way up to 65 inches. Prices start at just $14.95. You can see them on display at the Sound Room right there on Clarkson, 1/2 mile past Chesterfield Mall in St. Louis County. While you're there, check out the Landscape Series speakers from Sonance. That's right, Landscape speakers are perfect. They're satellite speakers along the subwoofers to give you that concert feel in your own backyard. Whether it's the Sunbright TV or speakers for your outside, the Sound Room, 1/2 mile past Chesterfield Mall on Clarkson, or you can always find them at thesoundroom.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
These thighs.
I just completely blanked out and forgot who this is.
Guess who?
Okay.
Guess who?
I don't know who. It's like a who's on first. Avin Costello. Who is this? Guess who? I don't know. I'm trying to guess. Who is it? Guess who?
Hey, Mike Breitenstein, our engineer, just called in.
Yes.
He's on 270 going southbound. He said between Page and Olive, you know how they have those MoDOT message boards?
Yes.
The message board is flashing. Ice and snow covered roadways. Use caution.
Well, sometimes the system just gets screwed up, yeah. I guess. Let me check that current temperature. Currently 66. Yeah, I believe freezing is 67 degrees.
Yeah, it is.
So it's 66 degrees right now. Yep, you have to be careful, everybody.
Man.
66 degrees. You know what that means? Ice
and snow covered.
And snow. We'll get rid of this Donald Sterling thing pretty quickly here, and we'll take some calls. But just there's one thing in this transcript that's going to really, it as much as anything, is the reason he can't backpedal and get out of this, because she starts talking to him about changing. He says, we live in a society, we live in a culture, we have to live within that culture. What he means is we live in a society that doesn't still accept people being with certain people. And she says, shouldn't we take a stand for what's wrong and be the change and the difference? And he says, I don't want to change the culture because I can't. It's too big and unknown. She says, but you can change yourself. And here's what he says. I don't want to change. That statement is going to be a big part of why he can't spin his way out of this.
Yeah.
Because he not only said what he thought about, don't bring black people to the game. He said he didn't want to change the way he felt and who he was. Big mistake. And then he says, this part I kind of agree with him with. He says, if my girl can't do what I want, I don't want that girl. I'll find a girl that'll do what I want.
Wow.
Well, of course, I'm thinking of other things.
Right, right. Yeah.
And then he says, believe me, I thought you were that girl. Here's a lesson. Don't date women that could be your granddaughter. That might be one of the lessons there. 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Jerry joins us. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, I got a good First Community story. My son is at the Oakville branch right now, refinancing his one-month-old truck.
Ah, maybe getting a better deal than he'll the original
be glad he
financer.
Did. Yeah,
the reason he didn't finance originally there is the $2,000 rebate by borrowing through the dealer. After 1 month, he was able to go over there and get a much better rate.
He's really smart.
Yeah, no kidding.
He gets the $2,000 rebate, and then after a month, and I'm surprised, by the way, they didn't make that tougher to do, that they didn't say you have to stay with this financing for a year or two to keep the rebate, but no, only 30 days?
Yeah, I was surprised also. Actually, the dealer financing guy said take the rebate now. You can always go refinance next month.
Wow. Yeah,
he was right.
Smart deal. Good for him.
So he's got his business account there. We've got our business account there. And good place.
You're beautiful people. Jerry, I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, this tornado thing, and they scared the you-know-what out of everybody, and I guess rightly so, because it was horrible, and it's killed 16 people or whatever. Just that, once again, the St. Louis area kind of lucked out. And it seems to me that we luck out a lot. You know, Kansas City, Chicago, south of us, Tennessee, Kentucky, they get stuff a lot of times we don't get. But did you hear, and we'll talk a little more about this later if you want to, did you hear the bathtub story in Arkansas?
No.
No.
This guy, and I saw this morning, and the story was told by one of the rescuers. I don't know if he was a cop or something, but he said that they... This dad had three little girls. I'm assuming by that 4 years old, 6 years old, small enough they could all get in the bathtub. He put them in the bathtub. Now, I don't know that I get that thinking. I guess because the sides are strong, and if nothing else, you're kind of protected if you lie down in the bathtub from anything flying sideways. And I don't know if he was on top of them. I just know they were in the bathtub.
I've heard of people doing that before, and they put, like, couch cushions or something on top. Or
Yeah, it picked the bathtub up and sailed it through the air. I mean, this cop said the bathtub left the house. The house is demolished, and the tub flies through the air, lands upright, and these girls are okay.
Wow.
Now, all it would have taken was for that thing to tip and dump them out midair. And then maybe land on top of them and crush them. It never tipped over. It just flew like it was meant to, like it was some kind of an aircraft or something. And stable, upright flight. That's unbelievable.
Hmm.
But you hear that kind of weird stuff all the time in tornadoes that, you know, one house is leveled and then the house, two houses down, nothing, not even a shingle is off the roof or something. That tornado stuff is, I told you, when I was a kid, I was about seven, in Kentucky visiting my aunt, and a tornado hit. And when you're a kid, you don't want to go in the basement. You want to look out the window.
You want to watch it.
And I was right in the window, man. I was looking out the window, and I saw a bicycle go by like a helicopter. It was in the air, and it was a real bicycle. And I just remember thinking, this is the strangest thing I've ever seen. It's just like an aircraft. went by, and it was a bike, and a bike doesn't weigh that much. They showed in Arkansas, again, one of these tractor-trailer trucks. And I'm tired of this expression. You reporters, you need to get a new expression. Toss them around like they were toys. Yeah, find another way to say it, maybe, but we get it. If the wind's strong enough. What was it? An EF4 is what, like 150 mile an hour winds or something?
I think so, yeah.
That's some pretty serious wind. I also, as a kid, got picked up by a tornado when I was 5 years old.
Really?
Yeah, like picked up, lifted off my feet, and sat back down. Not real high, not like 30 feet up in the air, but I remember that was fun. No, it actually was. When you're a kid, that was kind of fun, but I realize now it could have killed me. Probably did some kind of brain damage, and it's just now becoming apparent. Can I take one caller? No, the answer's probably
yeah,
no.
Yeah, I think
we need to move. Flo, hang on a call back. We'd love to talk to you. This month, I celebrate 41 full years as a patient at Ballas Dental Care. It was April of 1973. Made my first trip. The only reason that I know that, and I can't remember timelines. There's a lot of stuff I can't remember. I remember I went to work for this particular employer in March, and then a month later, in April, asked a coworker where I could go to a dentist, because I'm newly married, I'm on my own. You don't want to go anymore to where your parents took you to the dentist or the doctor, because you're an adult, and you're married, and you're going to get your own checking account at your own bank, and you're independent. And so she told me Ballas Dental Care, and I went there, and that was 41 years ago this month, and I've been going ever since, and I plan to go until they close the place, lock it up, shut it down. It doesn't exist anymore, and hopefully that won't happen. I want somebody to be around there as long as I'm around, because Ballas Dental Care is that dentist and that dental clinic that you've been looking for that you didn't think existed. It's the best way I can put it. Make an appointment, see what I'm talking about. They'd love to have you as a new patient. Oh, and if you're aiming the PM, tell them that. They will waive the sedation consultation fee for oral sedation and the pill if you need it, the oral sedation pill. $350 for both of those. They'll waive all of that for a very limited time if you tell them you're aiming the PM and you're a new patient. Ballas Dental Care, corner Ballas and Clayton Roads, ballasdentalcare.com.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
Martin will be back behind the mic on a Ticked Off Tuesday. We'll find out what's getting your goat. And we're also very pleased to welcome Kevin Spacey, acclaimed actor, stage, screen, you name it. We'll be talking to him as well about a documentary called Now. That's Tuesday on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show, along with Randy Naughton, weekdays at 10 on KTRS, live and local.
Bless you. Don't let allergies hold you back.
Swing by Walgreens to get the allergy relief you need to start feeling better fast. Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
The Big 550.
KTRS. Same.